to me, it means a great deal of hope that a situation can be changed from the grassroots, a combination of factors. And I think it was really important for Britain, because it was very much about what Britain should be. So if you were in the anti-apartheid movement, you were saying, I'm against racism, I want us to support this move on from colonialism and support the right of people to be in their own countries. And really, it was, at the time it came up, there was still matters of racism, and we weren't the multicultural society that we're now. No idea that things could change as they did. And I think that the anti-apartheid movement had a lot to do with that. It was about a British identity, saying it's part of a British identity of what we can be. We can be better, and, you know, this is part of that. I hope that makes sense, but I do think that being in the anti-apartheid movement was about Britain as much as about South Africa, which is a good thing. You know, the debates that went on around that were about us, and do we want to be a country that supports more? And then I do think we have to remember what we were supporting, what the ANC was saying it would do. Because again, I reiterate, if it had been the Black Consciousness Movement, it wouldn't have got the support it did. If it had been very conservative, it wouldn't have. It plugged in to the left-wing politics that were big in Britain at the time. And I think a feeling that we wanted Britain to be a better country, and we wanted South Africa to be a better country.